Quiet, please. Quiet, please.
Breakfast Radio on Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits. Breakfast Radio on Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits.
You hear that? There's a very distinct difference in the quality of the sound between the first time and the second time you hear that radio station ID from AM 740 in Toronto. I'm playing with the radio dial again today, this time exploring ways of listening. The show opener is a bit from a radio drama from 1948 being aired in 2020 on AM 740. The first station ID you hear is recorded directly from AM radio. The second time you hear it, it's from the same radio receiver, but it's been switched over to pick up the signal in high definition. Ways of listening. HD radio. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 4, Episode 3. When I first explored the concept of high-definition radio, HD radio, back in Season 2, Episode 12, I focused on sports play-by-play, played with the crystal-clear audio of plays and calls during playoff seasons for professional basketball and hockey and the beginning of baseball. Today, HD for news, talk, and music radio. HD should have been a great boost for radio in Canada. It would let AM radio stations with perhaps not the best signal piggyback a high-definition signal onto a sideband of the related FM radio station. Advantage? Now you have a clean, clear signal for your AM station just next to your FM station on the dial. A signal that works in apartment buildings and crowded city areas where AM can sometimes be weak, noisy, or blocked out. Disadvantage? You have to convince your listener to spend $150 or more if they can find an HD receiver. The Toronto broadcasters using HD almost never talk about it, and you still cannot find an HD radio in a bricks-and-mortar shop. But if you've got one, you know how it can sound. So let's go. AM radio in most major markets in Canada and the United States today is news, sports, and talk. We heard lots of sports last season, so let's hear some talk on AM compared with high definition. A bit from a nighttime talk show on News Talk 1010 Toronto. The pole position with John Pole on AM.
They're working hard. They want to be fit, trying to get their beach body ready for the summer. Cool. By the way, February 1st is the day most people give up. Don't give up. Don't give up.
John Pole sounds like this in high definition.
Cool. By the way, February 1st is the day most people give up. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Now let's go to prime time on News Talk 1010. Same station, next morning, when John Moore is on the air with his show, Moore in the Morning. On AM radio?
Fairly racist behavior.
There will probably be more harm caused by racism, xenophobia, discrimination, harassment, racial taunts.
And here it is in HD.
The people are looking at them askance and in some cases resorting to some fairly racist behavior.
There will probably be more harm caused by racism, xenophobia, discrimination, harassment, racial taunts. Directed specifically to the Chinese Canadian community and others of Chinese others of Asian descent, then we will be harmed by the coronavirus.
And you know, I had somebody text in, give me one example of this. I can give you many. Somebody sent me a text.
So there's a listen to talk-oriented radio on HD compared to AM. But how about music radio? Here's a case that I think is unique. I think this is the only AM radio station in Canada that not only has an HD signal on the sideband of one of its related FM stations, but also has its own FM transmitter. AM 740 in Toronto, CFMZ, Zoomer Radio they call it, is an AM station featuring music from the past. Its daily flow is hit music from 60s, 70s into the 80s. So let's hear the difference. For copyright and performance rights issues here, I'm not using music in this podcast. I'm demonstrating sound. listen to this music transition on AM 740 on AM radio. Now, let's switch the input on my radio to HD to hear the same music in high definition. And then I'll turn the dial again and you'll hear me tune in to the very same song on the station's FM signal.
Got mad and closed the door. But when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control.
Three ways of listening, three very distinct sounds. How one prefers to hear the radio is a personal choice. But at least there is a choice now for stations that do broadcast in HD. Of course, there's also the station's live stream, and it may be available on apps such as MyTuner or TuneIn, although I see more and more stations being put behind corporate walls and retreating to only one app connected to the company that owns the station. HD Radio. Now you've heard it. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.